Hello, welcome back. I'm Marilyn Forman from MarilynForman.com with another little tidbit on inspirations for parents. So it's from my book, Kid Bits. And this one is a great one for helping you to avoid challenging years in the future. It's going to really make a difference on your relationship with your child, the mutual respect you have with each other. And this is a really important one. It's always give reasons for your decisions with your kids. So that means, you know, don't ever just say no, and that's it. Just affirm no. It doesn't help you at all. It causes great difficulty. So you don't want to just say no and stop there. If you do, you're just making a mistake that you're going to pay for dearly in the future, trust me. So here are a few reasons why. Giving reasons for your decisions is a way of teaching your child something in the moment. So, no, you can't climb on that climbing frame at the park because there is a sign saying they're fixing it. See the sign there? That means it's probably not safe to climb on right now. Rather than just saying no, right? It gives a reason for your actions. So giving answers like no without any reason is usually your way of getting to be the boss. You know, which means you're acting like the child in the moment. You're not being the adult. And you may have been treated like that when you were a child, that same way. And now that you parent, you get to finally be the boss for a change. And the little one inside you is coming out to show it off. So you are a child in that moment. This will pass on from generation to generation and doesn't do anybody any good. So it needs to stop with you. So that, you know, stop that pattern in the moment. If you find you just want to say no, then take a look at why. You're either angry, which, you know, you've got to look at whether that's at your child or, and if it is, why. And are you an adult in that moment? So if you just want to say no without giving reasons, chances are you're in a child place yourself and you can't parent from that place. It's not a good place to be. You're not going to build relationships that you want for yourself and your child. Giving reasons is a sign of respect to your child. By honoring them with a reason why, you're showing them you care about their feelings. Then you need to, rather than, you know, needing to be that boss, you're showing them they have value. They're important. It's worth taking the time to explain why. A child who grows up thinking that someone else is always the boss and they're the weaker one doesn't grow up to be a happy, successful contribution to society. They become an employee that just lives a life of mediocrity. They don't have the confidence to give back, to do anything big in their life. They're gonna stay hidden because they don't know whether somebody's just gonna say no without having a reason for it. A child who grows up being honored and respected sees themselves as just as important as anyone else. They feel confident in themselves and what they choose to do in the world. They become successful, free thinkers who do what they can to share their ideas and their knowledge with society because they see their value. Giving a reason causes you to look at them in that moment and see how important or real they are. And not to be controlling your child for no reason at all. Children sense when you're not being honest and they will rebel. It's human nature. If a child feels like, you know, somebody is pushing them to do something without any reasoning for it, then they're going to push back until they get a reasoning for it. And the reason needs to make sense. It's not just because I said so. Because, you know, if you use that expression, you're also back in that child place. And it's so easy to fall into. We fall into that because we don't know what to do in the moment. We feel lost. We don't know how to handle the situation. So we jump back to what we know. And what we've known, if we were treated that way, is how to be a child. We're really good at being a child. So really giving a reason is going to build an amazing relationship between the parent and the child. They will grow up and learn together. Both of you will be learning together, mutually respectful of each other, even through what could be considered the challenging years. Because when you're always there for your child, you're in that moment, you're respectful enough to give them a reason for something. No, don't touch that honey because it's hot. Or, no, I can't help you right now. I'm really busy, but I will help you in a moment. Rather than just no, you're building relationship. You're showing mutual respect. You're honoring each other, or you're honoring your child, and they will learn to honor you from that moment. You know how you are with people who respect you. You're going to give that respect back. But if somebody is pushing you and forcing you to do something without any apparent reason why, you're going to push back. It's human nature. So the same thing is with your child. So if you want to avoid those challenging years, and if you want to build strong relationships with your children, then always give reasons for your decisions so that they are in the decision-making process together. They're learning how to decide with you why you make decisions, how you make decisions, and they're learning all of that from you so they can actually take that out into the world. So use every moment as a teaching moment and a learning moment, because we're always learning from our kids as much as we're teaching them. I hope this has been a helpful kid bit for you today, and we'll have more coming up. Just keep listening. Have a fabulous day.